Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The hallway smelled like garlic for days. My roommate was pissed, and I had a black eye from his grandma's purse.
What it is, Smile Squad. Peace, silly listeners. It's your audible boomfang, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. Guys, I have a fun video for you guys. Well, a podcast. I'm saying that now because guess what? The professionally silly podcast is available in video form on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel as well as Spotify. So if you want to see yours truly getting silly, all you got to do is go to one of those two platforms. Kind of lost my mojo there. Let's keep it going here. What's coming up in today's episode, you wonder? Well, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to play a segment from the Q Morning Crew. That is the morning radio show that I'm a part of on Q99.7 Atlanta that I really want to share with you guys. And I have myself a 40th birthday update. It was a good time. It was a great time. And listener emails. Yes, from you guys. So for those of you that hit me up with an email, I saved a few awesome emails. I cannot wait to share them with you. This is going to be a good time. So first and foremost, I have my live podcast at TFK in Stockbridge, Georgia, not too long ago on June 18th, which actually was the day before my birthday. And it was a good time. My friend Nikki came out with her friends and we was just drinking, talking shit, spitting it. You know what I mean? We had a great time. And then the very next day, I turned 40 on Juneteenth. I went to Dave & Buster's, had a great time. Nikki actually did like, I didn't expect any of this. Homegirl literally rented an entire room at Dave & Buster's. I did not see that coming. She got us some food. And me and Wes, we already had our rechargeable cards. We was ready. So shout out to Nikki for giving me a great 40th. It was an amazing birthday party. And it was impromptu as shit. She put this together in like a week. I think less than that. I'm not even sure. But she even texted me. She was like, hey, do you have a birthday cake? And I was like, nah. It didn't even occur to me to get a birthday cake. You know, it didn't occur to me. I don't really throw birthday parties for myself. So it was kind of strange. So when I get there, we all get there at Dave & Buster's and she comes in with this glorious cake. I don't remember, I don't think she shared it with me, the name of the person who created it. And the moment I get their business information, I will share it with you guys. But this cake was so dope. It had all of, like, well, not all the things, but most of the things that I enjoy the most.
I cannot get over this cake. This cake is so cool. Look at that. That's so dope. Mom would have loved this cake.
Trust no ghosts. I love that. Cowabunga. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the things that I really do like for instance, Ninja Turtles. There was some paranormal stuff in there. There were a lot of professionally silly type mentions. It was really dope. You can see it right here. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, you can see it for yourself. It was pretty fire. Now, on that Thursday, which was also the 18th, we had some people come in who were actually original listeners of The Burt Show. And that was the other morning radio show that I worked for. I'm just saying it like they ain't do nothing. The Burt Show was around for 25 plus years. I don't know of any morning radio show in this country or the world that has lasted 25 years. You know what I'm saying? And what he did is amazing. Anyway, so he had some listeners who were big fans of The Burt Show, and they were very supportive of me, you know, staying with Q99.7 and working with the Q morning crew. So apparently, Jamie, what's up, girl, if you're listening, actually hit up, I guess, DK or Joe Breezy. I don't know who they spoke to, but they surprised me in studio, and they came in with like this big ass basket of bread and a huge cake. And it was like the dopest. It was so dope. I didn't even know what to do with all this damn bread. I was excited though.
Yo, look, you have birthday celebrations.
What? Happy birthday.
What? Happy birthday to you.
Because here's the thing. Let me share this with you guys. I made sure I wrote this down right here because I didn't want to get it wrong. Okay, so they had hooked a bitch up with, what? Here it is. Chocolate cake with espresso buttercream frosting. It tasted even better than it sounds. Okay, they also, now let's talk about the bread. This is artesian bread. Some delicious, good shit. All right. Lemon blueberry sourdough with organic blueberries. Real blueberries in the loaf, dog. In the loaf. They're using all natural ingredients. There's no processing. There's no there's none of that extra shit that you get, you know, when you're at the store. And for those of you who are normally gluten-free, you could eat this bread. Think about it. A lot of people actually go to other countries and they're used to being allergic to things, and they eat those same things in other countries, like, for instance, cheese or bread. Now, if you're lactose here in America, you may not be lactose someplace else because they're using real ingredients without putting all that extra shit inside of their food. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on to the other flavors, bro. Seeds the day. Love that, by the way. Now, this is like a dope-ass multigrain, I believe, bread loaf. And it had, like, legit on the outside of the loaf, real seeds, like whole seeds. Sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds. It was dope. I ain't taking no pictures, dog. I ain't gonna hold you. I drank a lot this weekend, and that bread was very helpful for my healing. So I was not in the proper mindset to take photos, dog. I just wasn't. Also, now this one is my favorite so far. The jalapeno business. Yeah. It is a shredded Vermont cheddar cheese with pickled and dried jalapeno pieces. Yum, me, yum. You understand me? Boy, that shit was so good. Oh, my God. And then the very last one that she shared with me was the country sourdough. Now, this was slowly fermented for 18 to 24 hours. Homegirl made me two of each of those things. Now, I only brought like four home, and I shared the rest with the Q Morning Crew because it's a lot of fucking bread. And then the moment I tried it, I regretted it. It was so damn good. I regretted it. I want my bread back. Joe Breezy, if you're listening to this, give me back my damn bread. So the name of her company is Wildflower Bread House. And the flour is spelled like baking flour. Go ahead and check her out at wildflowerbreadhouse.com. Make sure you're spelling flour like you're baking. And check her out. You can check out the menu that they have there. Order through her website. And they just started an Instagram. I believe that it's also at Wildflower Bread House, using the word flour as, you know, baking goods. Also in today's show, guys, I have some more interesting things that I want to share with you. Some birthday audio, if you will. Apparently, I think this is the same person
who was actually who was owner of the Wildflower Bread House. I think she sent me a voicemail of her singing happy birthday. I believe that's what's going on here. So we'll play that pretty soon. I got some listener emails I want to get to. I'm excited. Yo, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you are listening. Because, you know, your girl's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and much more. Thanks to Pioneer Podcasting. And make sure you guys are following me on my Twitter. My personal Twitter is True Smiles Jones. True is spelled without the E. And then, of course, the podcast. Instagram. Did I say Twitter? She don't even know what I said. My Instagram is True Smiles Jones. True without the E. And then you have my the podcast Instagram, which is It's Pro Silly. I'll be posting photos of whatever's in there. I'll be posting photos and maybe some video of my birthday and all that good stuff, the fun things that we did and whatnot. I'm actually kind of behind on that because your girl is just now starting to feel like an adult. I was hungover for days. Yeah, I drank a lot. I brought in 40 like I was 21. Dumb bitch. That was a dumb bitch. Also, guys, in the comment section, let me know where you're listening and also what time it is as you're listening. I'm a little curious about that. All right, so this is a bit of a quote-unquote mini-sode, so we're not gonna have our "have you heard about" for this episode. This episode is going to be about my listener emails mostly, and we've already done our personal stories, so we've caught up with me. So I've got some more birthday audio that I want to share with you guys, and we will do that towards the end of the episode. And by the way, shout out to the Q Morning Crew for the amazing kind things that you said. You guys will be hearing that once again at the end of the episode. If y'all fuck with this listener email, emails episodes, we got to come up with like a cool name for this. Something silly, something fun, something eye-catching, attention-grabbing, if you will. But yeah, the listener episodes will be a lot smaller, but it's kind of like being able to kind of bring you guys onto the podcast every now and then. So if you got some fun stories that you want to share, you know, hit me up. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. All right, it's time to hear what y'all got to say. Coming up next, right here in the Professionally Silly podcast, your emails.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment that I've been waiting for since the day I started this podcast. I have always wanted to do listener email episodes. One, they're a lot of fun and also easy podcast for me. Less research I have to do. All I have to do is read your email and make sure you're not saying anything racist or ridiculous. And if you do, I might read it anyway and call you out. So don't send me that shit. But I'm excited about it. It's fun. It's simple. And I enjoy hearing what it is that you guys have to say. So here's the thing. I have been low-key saving these emails. I don't have that many of them, but when I get them, I do respond to you, letting you know that I'm going to eventually make an episode about it. But I haven't gotten enough of them, honestly. So it's not going to be that many. It's only literally 3 emails for this one. But I am hoping for more in the future. Once again, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Send me an email. This is the first email. Subject line reads, "Big fan, my prank gone wrong story." So it says here, "Huge fan of the podcast. Your podcast actually helps me get through my gym workouts." Pause. First of all, I knew that my podcast was good, but I did not know it was so good that you can like work out to it. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's inspiring. You making me want to get on the treadmill or something, chase some cardio and, you know, pump some iron, as the kids say. Is that what they say? I'm out of breath just talking. I might actually need to go to this gym. Let's go on to the rest of this email. So they go on to say, I just heard your Pranks Gone Wrong episode, and it reminded me of an embarrassing prank gone wrong when I was in college. This prank really blew up in my face, and I figured you'd appreciate it, and I know podcasters love content. First of all, you were absolutely correct. Podcasters love content. Thank you so much for this. All right, back to the email. They go on to say, my roommate has an irrational, deep-seated fear for birds. So naturally, I bought a hyper-realistic motion-activated crow and hid it inside of our hallway closet to scare him when he got home from work. First of all, I love that you said, my roommate is terrified of this thing. So naturally, I got the thing he was terrified of and put it in the closet. You're an asshole. I love it. Okay. Also, please, thank you for the email. You knew what you was getting when you wrote me. All right, so it goes on here and it says here, highway closet when he gone for more. Okay, but the universe pulled the Uno reverse card on me. Nice analogy. I like that. It wasn't my roommate who opened the closet. It was his incredibly sweet elderly grandmother who dropped by unannounced to leave us leftovers. So it sounds like that this that his roommate's or her roommate's grandmother does this often, which is really interesting. I would come by my house. I would love some free food, please, that I don't have to make. Thank you. So they go on to say the crow screeched. She yelled, dropped a glass dish of homemade lasagna and immediately swatted me in the face with her purse when I ran out to apologize. The hallway smelled like garlic for days. My roommate was pissed, and I had a black eye from his grandma's purse. Anyways, feel free to use this. Keep up the amazing work with the show. Best, Jordan from North Carolina. First of all, I have been on the other end of trying to scare someone and then end up scaring someone else. That is the worst. But you scared an old lady and then destroyed dinner for the next couple of days. Damn. You got to let me know, Jordan, if they've forgiven you. Are you still friends with this roommate person? You know, is the grandma still bringing you food? If so, can she bring me some food? I'd love homemade lasagna. I would. I might kill for it. People have killed for less, you know. Email number two. So I got a couple of emails from this listener. We will call her Mr. MR. Those are her initials because I don't know if I'm able to use her name. So Mr. MR, those are her initials. Let's go with that, okay? She knows who she is. So Mr. made me this lovely birthday card that clearly she created because it's very well done. It says, happy 40th birthday, Amber Smiles Jones. 40 years of smiles, stories, and dragon-sized awesomeness. And if you're looking at this on YouTube or Spotify right now, you can see it for yourself. But let me just go ahead and share what it says. I got to make it bigger. You know, I'm getting old now. All right. So it says here, wishing you a year filled with all the things that make life magical. Adventure, laughter, friendship, and just the right amount of dragon fire to keep things exciting. Thank you for sharing your voice, your stories, and your smile with so many people. Your podcast has brought entertainment, comfort, and countless laughs to listeners who look forward to every episode. Bitch, you about to make me cry. Mister. Damn it, mister. They go on to say, as you celebrate this milestone birthday, may your next chapter be filled with legendary adventures, treasured memories, and enough happiness to rival the largest dragon's head. This is so dope. May your dragons stay loyal, your dreams stay big, and your 40s be your most magical decade yet. Happy birthday, Amber. And there's a quote at the bottom here. Let me make it bigger. It says here, like a dragon, may you continue to grow wiser, stronger, and more legendary with each passing year. With appreciation and birthday wishes, Mister. This is really cool. If you're looking at this on YouTube or Spotify right now, you can see there's like a dragon on there, and the color notes are like gold, beige, and green, and it looks amazing. This is very beautiful. This is very beautiful. Mister, thank you so much for your kind words and also the second part of the email is that Mister, she sent me a $50 gift card for Dave and Buster's. So I got some more playing money. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see this until recently after, this is after we got back. I didn't see this until like a few days after, actually. So, but luckily, Dave & Buster's is not very far from me. So me and Wes will definitely be going back there, a.k.a. DJ. Hey, cousin. We will definitely be back in there. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, so, and oh, I forgot, the gift card that she sent actually came with another small note here. It says, I hope you have a blast. I hope you have a blast at Dave & Buster's. I'm a bit jealous over here in Indiana, but I just know you'll have an amazing time. I'm sending you the emails for Dave & Buster's too, just so you don't have, just so you have everything you need, since I totally understand the hesitation about clicking links and random emails. Thank you so much for that, mister. You're absolutely right, because when I saw those links, I was like, I'm not clicking that shit. That was the first thing I said. I ain't clicking that shit. But then when I saw that, I was like, okay, well. And then you've emailed me before, so then I remember that, and I was like, okay, all right, she's not trying to steal my identity and shit. So, all right, cool. This is our last email number 3, and the subject title is Some Exciting News. Okay, let's see what they got here. It says here, I've been a P Silly listener for a while now, and your episodes always bring me so much joy to my week. I love how you end the episodes with something positive, and I wanted to reach out because something dope just happened to me, and I wanted to tell you something good. Ah, that's the name of our segment. We're part of it. It's actually this just in, something didn't go to hell segment. Might tell me something good segment. I'm thinking about changing the name. We'll figure this out. So the email goes on to say, I just found out today that I officially got the job I've been interviewing for. I've waited months to hear back. It's a huge step forward for me. And I honestly couldn't wait to share the good news with the Smile Squad. Thank you so much for putting such a good show out into the world. I hope this brings a little smile to your day, just like your podcast does for mine. I'll leave you with this. Every broken clock is telling you when it passed away. Thanks for the silly, Kiara. I see what she's doing there. She was leaving me with a random thought like I do with you guys. When I'm like, and I'll leave you with this. She left me with that in the email, and I love that. That's funny. Well, shit, Kiara, you just did the Tell Me Something Good segment. You already did it. Which, by the way, guys, if you have any other ideas for the good portion of the very end of my podcast that I normally do in the normal episode, please give me some ideas. I want to change that segment name to something else. And also, I want a fun name for this segment, dealing with like, or for an episode like this, dealing with listener emails, because I'm feeling good. I feel like you guys are going to like make my dreams come true, so we can do this every now and then. I'm hoping to do an episode like this after every live show. And if the live shows end, then we'll just do it. We'll do it at least once a month, I'm thinking, at the very least. That's what I'm thinking. Well, Kiara covered the last segment, so we can just go ahead and end this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find your pro for your project at Angie.com.
Listen, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's that I have the best damn listeners out there. The professionally silly listeners, a.k.a. Smile Squad, you guys are fucking fire, okay? Oh, speaking of fire, check out this dope-ass shirt that I have designed. Look at it, look at it. Look.
I gotta get my tippy-toes. See that? That's my logo.
I gotta get, hold on, let me lower the camera to my titty. Okay, see, there it is. Yeah, so if you like that shirt, if you dig it, you can also find it on Teespring. I've had a Teespring account for a while, but I have not been advertising it like I should be. I also have a mug. Hold on. Yeah, I have two. One I drink out of, and this one I keep my pens in. The link to my Teespring is down below in the show notes. It's the Professionally Silly Store. I have other ideas for other designs that I want to do. I also have a heating press, so I'm going to be starting to make my own Professionally Silly gear as well, and some other things as well that I have ideas. I'm trying to hustle, so help me hustle and give me your money. First of all, guys, shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. And I guess now your eyes, since this podcast is visual now. That's kind of cool. All right, dope. I just really appreciate those of you who join me every week. It means the world to me that you're having such a great time, that you're literally looking forward to the next episode, and that, or that you are taking the time to write me an email. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so fucking fire. I appreciate you. By the by, I am still working on that speak pipe thing. I haven't had a chance to look further into it because I do know I have international listeners, and they may not be able to call in to my, you know, U.S. number. I guess if they have WhatsApp, they can, but I think SpeakPipe might be on something. So I'm going to check that out. If it's free, we're going to go ahead and sign the fuck up. If it's not free, we're not going to go ahead and sign the fuck up, because I ain't making money like that. Got advice, good news, an embarrassing story, you want to confess something, get something off your chest, what have you, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, and you too could be on the podcast. And honestly, the next three people are getting on. I don't have any more right now. So the next three people who write me, you're pretty much getting on the episode. That's pretty much a given. Like the Pythagorean theorem. Is that a thing? Did I say that right? Is that a given? I was never good at algebra or math. I was trying to make a math joke. Have I used that joke before? Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm 40. Leave me alone. I can be lame. I don't have to be funny anymore. I mean, except for the podcast. The podcast is hilarious. I'm funny. You can always contact me via Instagram at itsprosilly. And also my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And of course, my email address as well. So there are the ways that you can contact me. And if you got some good stories, I can use the content, the laugh, the cry, the whatever you got. Make sure you guys check down below in the show notes / description box. All my most used social medias can be found in my link tree. I got TikTok, I got Instagram, I got all the good things. So check me out down there. And for those of you that are looking for personalized videos, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. That was sexy, right? No? That's fine. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for joining me on the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Cheese is just a loaf of milk. Anyways, I'll leave you with that. Jordan, that one's for you. Hopefully I didn't say that one already. If I did, my bad. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace. Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Also, buy my shirt. Subscribe and buy my shirt.
Atlantis Hit Music, Q99.7. It's Joe Breezy hanging with the Q Morning Crew, DK and Cord. And we got to give it up one time. When we say one time, we mean a big old time for our social media queen, Amber Jones' birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Woo-hoo! Yes, we are celebrating you tonight, or today.
And like, tonight.
Maybe tonight. The party continues.
For the next week.
Yeah. What's up, Amber? How you feeling?
I am feeling 40. I'm feeling 40.
My you don't knees, look 40.
I'll take that, thank you.
Yeah.
My knees are at least 62. I know that.
40, now, flirty, and thriving, right?
You know it. Is that the thing now? Is that the thing?
I think it's 30.
Amber, I hate to do this live on the air. Do you mind switching microphones? For some reason, this isn't coming through a little bit.
Yeah,
can
no
you
sweat
right behind there? We definitely want to show you some love. Now, you have been here for a minute, and you were one of the first people that we were so excited to work with. You know, we were fortunate enough to be paired up with you, and we instantly hit it off, all of us. And you were one of the first welcoming people that just welcomed us to Q99.7, and we couldn't be happier and just more excited to be your friend and to work with you each and every day. And our show is better because of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Those are very kind words. I didn't see any of that coming. Thank you so much.
for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So,
you know, I remember getting here, and when you don't know anyone in a building, it's kind of weird. So I walk in and meeting people around the office. Our boss is introducing us. And then I don't remember if we were in there or you walked in or we walked in on you. But my first impression was like, oh, this is a friend. Like, this is like, this feels like family. This person feels just like warm and welcoming. And it was very settling for someone who was new here and didn't know anyone. And you kind of bring that energy every day.
Thank you.
So we immensely, infinitely appreciate you and love you.
Yeah. If you guys made me cry, I swear.
Amber really is like I mean, the backbone of our show. And she does so much behind the scenes and so much technical stuff that is just so important to what we do. And you handle our social media. So shout out to our TikTok, right?
Yes, finally. Thank you. TikTok. Check that out at Q Mornings.
Look at that. Just plugging
She's
it right
in charge
along.
Of all of it.
Thank you, Amber. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
It's going to cry now. Oh, suck it up, bro.
You are so appreciated. It's hard to get up some mornings when it's so early. I'm moody. But if I see you and I start laughing with you, it's instantly turned around. And not a lot of people have the ability to do that, whether it's 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 6 at night. You're always smiling, laughing. It's contagious in a good way, not like an illness. And I know that some relationships over time deteriorate. They crumble. But you know what never crumbles? A crumble cookie.
Yes.
Oh,
he brought in crumble cookies.
He got me carbs for my birthday.
And Amber also.
We
you know,
got you it, not he. We.
And Amber also does
oh
so
God.
Much.
Wow.
And,
so good.
And is so loved that even our very own Jade, who's on after us on the air, she does middays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. People even call in about Amber during her Tell Me Something Good segment. Like, check this out. Listen to this.
I got to talk to Amber.
Aw, our producer Amber from The Morning Show?
Yes, it made my day. I talked to her on the last day of the Bert Show, and we cried together. And so speaking to her yesterday and seeing that she's in a great place and still with Q99.7, it made my heart full. So I just wanted to share that. And I just want to let you guys know that we love you, and you guys are all like family to us.
Look at that. Happy birthday, Amber. We love you.
You made me cry. Thanks.
So we love you. Hopefully you enjoy your birthday.
And here are the strippers.
It's Q99.7.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.